and care.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up on this show, the Senate health care plan, they say, will cost $849 billion. Really? What's underneath the hood? Let's lift it up and examine that. And it's over 2,000 pages, 274 to be exact, if you were counting on reading it. It is posted. You can get it for the next couple of days. And if you are a speed reader and you are an expert in not legalese, but if you're an expert in politicalese and you know how to go through each and every paragraph, it's like Where's Waldo, only you can't find any of the information correctly laid out, then please be the expert for this show. I've had other people go through it for me. I've picked out a few things. It's mostly the same stuff that we've been talking about, just more amendments and more rhetoric listed in between. The alleged 9/11 leaders and leader, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and four others, will be tried in New York City. It set off a storm, that I don't think the administration, a backlash, if you will, from New York and others, that they didn't expect. And this has been brewing since Friday when the Attorney General, Eric Holder, announced that, oh, yes, we are going to try them here in New York in a federal court. We're going to have everything we can, high-tech-wise, bomb squads, et cetera, on hand, no worries. We'll even have cameras in the courtroom, which might actually make it a little bit worse. We're going to talk about all those things and so much more, including a dungeon moment that you won't believe. The poor people in Minneapolis who were victims of a band of crazy thugs on foot, the people who were victimized on foot and on bikes. We'll tell you about that. And we'll put some of those thugs in that dungeon. That's coming up around the bend here, too, by the way. But we start off with this. Can you imagine having a job or job security where you work somewhere for 56 years, 320 days? That's West Virginia Senator Robert Byrd. He was pretty emotional in talking about it on the Senate floor today. Take a listen to this.
Little could I have ever imagined or dreamed while I was feeding those hogs or walking in the snow to catch a bus to school that one day, under God's great mercy, I would become the longest serving member in the history, the great history of the United States Congress. And I am grateful, simply grateful, to an almighty God for having had an opportunity to serve my state of West Virginia and to serve our great nation. My only regret is that my dear wife, Irma, is not here to enjoy this moment with me. But I know, yes I do, that she's smiling down from heaven and reminding me not to get a big head.
All right, you do have to love the emotion by Senator Byrd, but boy, it does bring something up that I think is key to what's going on in Washington. How about some term limits for senators? That is just way too long to serve. I don't want to slam Byrd in one sense, though, because, hey, you know, they voted him in again and again and again. And think of all the administrations that that he went through. But moving into the future, I think that's part of the problem with what we see in Washington. I am all for those term limits, baby. We need them, don't we? 800-259-5791. Because that's why you don't want to see that same mug. You don't want to see that same person in place, in place, in place, in place. You got it? Hey, by the way, speaking of seeing the same old things in Washington, just keep this in mind in the back of your head. Everybody is affected by this listening to America Tonight. Coming up next year, all the House seats are up. That means you have a vote, my friends, and every vote counts. I say it constantly. That's why I jumped on America Tonight. That's why I left an easy cake gig doing purely sports. Because you got to remember there is power in numbers, and I know a lot of you have passion, and you absolutely can make a difference. When you don't like something that's going on, like what's happening in New York City, the bullseye that's being painted on that city, complain. Let your voices be heard. You can make a difference. All right, right from the get-go, let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, hi, Kate. I don't want to say anything about Robert Byrd either. I don't have a lot of time here, so let me just make this quick. Rush Limbaugh mentioned this morning about the judges bending over backwards for the detainees in the terror trial. I am not a publicist for Peter Lance, so forgive me. Just listen. When Mark Kahane was shot, he was a leader in New York. When they went to the shooter's house in Jersey, they found 47 boxes in the raid, which became evidence during the first World Trade Center bomber. In that boxes, Jack Weinstein, he's a federal judge in New York. He's very anti-gun, so all you pro-gunners out there, listen up. What does guns and terrorism have to do with together? Jack Weinstein and a guy named Silverman, who presided over these trials, they did bend over backwards to ease Muslim sensibilities during these trials, so much to the point where the feds actually try to squash evidence against these guys. So when Rush Limbaugh brings it up, I'm bringing it up again. My gun friendly friends in the audience, they know who Jack Weinstein is, one of the most anti-gun liberal judges, and the guy Silverman who presided over the case. So if they have cameras, they're going to be targeting everybody in that freaking courtroom. The point is, we've been through this before, and it was a hit list that they found of prominent Jewish people from New York. So not only do they want judges, that's why judges can carry guns themselves, they have bodyguards. My point is, if you read this book, these are little tidbits that went on, okay, in 1990, 91, 92, 93. Nothing's changed. They're going to have a hit list of the CIA agents. They probably got a hit list with Holder's name on it. It's the terrorists, okay? So this stuff went on. Rush talked about it today, but it's old news if you know what these guys are capable of and what they're trying to do. And the point is, I don't want to see anybody get hurt, but they're just... We bent over backwards for the sensibilities, and what did we get for it? We still got the coal. We still got the 9/11. We still got the Texas shooter. We still got all over the country. And so we do whatever we can to help to ease their sensibilities, and we get it taken right in the rear end.
I know. Thanks, Mark. Short and sweet, but he made a good point. Speaking of taking it in the rear end, what about the cost to the city of New York? Wait till you hear it. I mean, it's, taxpayers, we're all paying. We're all chipping in, by the way, for this one, right? Stay with us. I got that number coming up next.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much HECA money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
A question for you. Do you know what is in the air you're breathing? Do you know what chemicals are placed in the water you drink? Would you like to combat these intrusions? I'm not just talking toxins. I'm talking about chemicals that are harmful. Maybe now you understand why you feel tired so much. Change your life with Life Change Tea. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals and lose weight. Receive energy. There is no better investment than your body. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Friendly operators will take your order and answer your questions. Be set free and live better. GetTheTea.com.
Testified earlier in the day about what was going to happen as far as Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the co-conspirators. He did this in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, defending his decision to try Mohammed and the others in the criminal courts, said that classified material will be protected during the trials. And he said, "We know we can prosecute terrorists in our federal courts safely and securely. We've been doing it for years. We can do this. Failure is not an option. These are the cases that have to be won. I don't expect that we'll have a contrary result." I think I've already told you that. And here's the scoop. How much is this going to cost? It is going to cost, by doing this, the initial costs are pegged at about $75 million a year, because we know that this isn't going to just be a quickie deal. This is going to go on for a while. So $75 million a year plus cost for added security around the city and the additional police personnel. It could actually be a little bit more than that. So here's the question. Does anyone out there think that the U.S. made the bingo right decision to do this on these September 11th trials? You know how I feel. You know how most of the callers so far feel. But there are some who think, yeah, let's face these guys. Let's look them in the eyeballs. So can judges control these unruly defendants and some of the pronouncements by Mohammed? Would it make him look like a jackal, or does it just add fuel to the fire, you know, when he starts screaming out Allah Akbar and all that other nonsense? Let's go to Mark, the other one, listening in New York. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Kate. No, you're right about Byrd. After that whole eulogy he gave, I thought he was going to say, "I'm retiring right now." Wishful thinking.
Exactly.
Well, walk with me somewhere. That lady that called and lost her daughter there talking about these fellas, and they are foreign enemies. Now, when I read the Federalist Papers, because I always wondered who domestic enemies were. when these soldiers take their oath and these presidents and everybody takes their oath. Who are the, this domestic enemy they're talking about? But in the Federalist Papers, Hamilton wrote on number 24, the savage tribes on our Western Front ought to be regarded as our natural enemies. Now, you know what the American Indians done for us. They could have eliminated that from the oath. And continue to walk with me on this.
I'm listening.
Timothy McVeigh was not a natural enemy. He was a lawbreaker. So they're treating these foreign enemies as lawbreakers. That's what I don't like, because they're not lawbreakers. They're foreign enemies. There's no such thing as a domestic enemy.
I agree, absolutely. Is it right?
Yeah. And it's so simple. It's easy to
connect these dots. So why are we having this shoved down our throat? I don't get it.
I had a question. I found it. And then I called this one talk radio, this guy, and he blew me off. He goes, oh, you're one of them guys. That Constitution changes each with progressiveness. No, it don't. No, it don't. It says it right there that the American Indian, that would have been, God forbid, just by the Constitution, the natural enemies. Other than that, nobody's a natural enemy. They're all foreign, especially when they don't live here. Timothy McVeigh wasn't even a domestic enemy. And they're treating these guys like domestic enemies.
And they're not. And think of it's. I don't even care about the money so much. I care about the safety, because I think that's the biggest problem I have with this. And you know, this trial is going to take a long time. So that's that many more chances for would-be terrorists to get their ducks in a row. They know where it is. Everybody's got it now. Trust me. And I just have a terrible, terrible fear that something's going to happen in New York.
I don't like the way it smells.
I don't either. This is the first time I keep thinking about this. The FBI and the CIA and what they've weathered and had to blow off with the attacks that they've had to deal with, right? So they've thwarted a bunch of plots lately. They've been able to infiltrate some mosques, etc., where you had radicalized imams or whatever, and they've been able to trace certain things.
Oop, you went out on him, kid.
Happened. There have been plots that have been thwarted, thank God. But we haven't had anything happen since September 11th. I think now, and I hope this does not happen, but now there's a greater chance that we're going to see more possibilities open up for something to happen in New York or elsewhere, but I think New York's going to be the target.
Yeah, let's just hope it's not the shot heard around the world again.
Oh, no kidding.
You know, kiddo?
Yeah, no kidding. I hope not.
And one thing real quick, kiddo. You know, I never seen a picture of you. The couple times I was around the computer, I guess my buddies were just as stupid as me. We couldn't find it. But I don't know who else doesn't know what you look like, but it's almost like a blind relationship, which is actually a really nice thing. I recommend everybody to have blind relationships, like deaf relationships. You know, start listening and hearing, as opposed to. But yeah, it's nice. It's something I never experienced like that. That's very nice of you.
All right, I won't tell you this then, because if you go to AmericaTonight.net, you'll see my picture.
Okay.
Don't go there if you want the blind relationship, though,
no.
Okay?
All right, kiddo.
All right, thanks. Oh, that's funny. 800-259-5791. Coming up this hour, we've got a dungeon moment that you're not going to believe. It's sad. I hate it when innocent people get picked on, and you'll find out why technology can be a good thing. It can actually be a good thing, and we're going to tell you why. So, and it's a good reminder, go to AmericaTonight.net, because I've got Blunder of the Day, and we have posted interviews you might have missed. It's called What You Missed. So there are things that are on that website that are user-friendly, and updates of what's going on in the news, too, by the way, and besides the blogging and the What You Missed and the Blunder of the Day and all that stuff. Like I said, there's other things that are on there, too, that are pretty useful. You know what? That brings up a point, though. Donovan. Nobody knows what Donovan Madsen or Matt Johnson look like. We need to post pictures of you.
Do we know?
I think we do. We need to get a picture of you and Matt. I mean, you can take whatever picture you want, but I think the listeners need to see what you guys look like.
There's
so.
Well, I can't speak for Matt, but there's a reason I work in radio.
we're having a blind relationship. I mean, you know, Mark brings up an interesting thing. I have no idea what either one of you look like. Now, to be fair, I've had people describe you guys. I don't know why. There was something I was doing and talking to someone in the studio, and they actually painted a pretty flattering portrait of you, Donovan, so you know.
Flattery will get you nowhere.
Yeah. He says there's a reason I'm here in radio. That's not true. That's a myth. I think there's a lot of decent-looking people in radio, honestly. I mean, really, there is. And, but it is funny, the old saying about that. Donovan and I both were, wasn't he a television anchor when he was in college? Yeah. See, radio, you can go a little bit deeper. That's why I like radio. When I was in TV, 1 minute for your package. You got to tell a story in 1 minute. Are you kidding? Do they know where I'm from? Tell a story in 1 minute? That's the problem I have with this healthcare bill. How can you tell the story of 6 decades of healthcare? We want to reform it. We've wanted to reform it. And now, by damn, we're going to do it. We are full speed ahead. Why take our time on this one? We're going to lock it in and we're going to throw it through. And Republicans are saying, look, we're going to try to block this legislation. And that's what it is. So we've got this gigantic Senate bill now, and it's riddled. You know, the juicy stuff that they tell you is, hey, don't worry, because all these 31 million Americans who don't have it, they're going to get covered. It's brilliant. And we're going to reduce the federal deficit. Yeah. We're going to reduce it. So we're not going to add to the deficit. If you were, you know, worried about that, don't worry about it. But the real truth in the matter is, and this is what really scares me, I know higher premiums are coming if this goes through. You know it. And the tax increases are there. So now I'm going to have to pay a higher premium. Stu in Kentucky, Mark, both Marks in New York are going to have to pay higher premiums. Donovan's going to have to pay a higher premium and then more taxes. I don't care how much it is. You know, all of us have these things called budgets. And you start to slap them on all together. And when you're in that middle class territory, it's not so easy to dig deeper. So what are you going to cut off as a result of that? If you own a house, you have to have homeowner's insurance. Aren't we supposed to have life insurance if you have a family? Of course, you have to have car insurance, right? I mean, how much further can you go before there's a straw that breaks the camel's back? And your health is so important. And those premiums are already too high for too many people. So that's not really reform. Nobody talks about this. Beginning in 2014, they would set up new insurance marketplaces called exchanges, and that's really for people who have a hard time getting or keeping coverage. So you could have a choice of purchasing government-sold insurance, or you could go in a different direction. They say this will hold down prices charged by the private guys. Uh-huh. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful.
All right, we've been talking about the bullseye that I think has been painted on New York City. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Promise we're going to lighten the load in our fourth hour, at least part of it, here on America Tonight. And in talking about 9/11 and talking about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, President Obama predicts that the mastermind, the professed mastermind, is going to be convicted and executed. He did an interview with NBC, and he said that the people that are upset by the legal privileges given to Mohammed by the virtue of getting the civilian trial rather than a military tribunal won't find it offensive when he's convicted and when the death penalty is applied to him. But then Obama said, as soon as that left his lips, that he didn't mean to suggest he was prejudging the outcome of his trial, and said, I'm not going to be in that courtroom. That's the job of the prosecutors, the judge, and the jury to decide, as to what the outcome is. And then he also threw this in. He said that what we have to break is this fearful notion that somehow our justice system can't handle these guys. You know, and I don't think it's so much about handling these guys. I really don't. I mean, will he scream things out like Muhammad, Allah Akbar, or some other crap or whatever? I wouldn't doubt that, honestly. But, you know, if I'm the mayor, he's saying fine. The governor thinks it's ridiculous, but Governor Patterson, but Mayor Bloomberg's not concerned. It's going to cost X amount of dollars for this, right? So you got, think of that city. You're going to have police members who have to be now dedicated to this trial. Where are you shifting them? Where are you moving them? Because New York has budgetary problems. Where are you moving them where they're not going to be on the regular patrols, et cetera? How many open spots or softer targets will there be for would-be terrorists? See, this is the perfect thing to whip up another kind of attack, whether it's on a smaller scale or whatever. Let's hope nothing happens. But this will whip up anybody who would be in what I would call a sleeper movement. And this isn't fear-mongering. This is what the FBI is concerned about. This is Robert Mueller's worst nightmare, the FBI director. Because I think you're going to, I'm sure the lines are blowing up right now. And there's plenty of time to lie in wait and come up with something. Hey, maybe nothing happens. That would be the greatest thing. Of course. But there is always a way. Where there's a will, there's a way. And I think this is exactly, what any other co-conspirators were hoping would happen. So Muhammad and his gang get moved to New York for this trial right near the World Trade Center site. They're now at Gitmo, which, by the way, Gitmo is not going to close on January 22nd. We knew that, right? Because it's they can't do it. The legal, this is what Obama said. And this is what we know from having people on the show. The legal hurdles. They can't do it. They can't reach, and he didn't specifically say the legal hurdles, but we know that's what it is. They can't have this happen. They're saying the closure might happen in 2010, which means more people have to get on board for this, and they have to change a few things to make it happen. So, you know, the administration says that it's a recruiting tool for anti-American militants, and it's hurt the U.S. standing abroad, which is what I think is going to be the trial, the civilian courts in New York. It's going to be a recruiting tool for anti-American militants, and I think it's a catastrophe waiting to happen. All right, enough about that. We talked about 9/11, of course, and then the reaction to that, and I'm sure there's much more to come, certainly. But there's some other things that have happened. I briefly brought them up, and let me fill in some of the blanks for you. Talking about worried about budgets and protection and all that sort of stuff, California, their budget deficit could reach $21 billion. You know, keep that. I remember those people got all those IOUs. You're trying to run a company and you're getting an IOU. What do you do with an IOU? So they're saying it's going to probably be that over the next year and a half. But they've already had to cut programs and services at public schools that have infuriated people. And what they're saying, or at least the legislature is saying, they're pinning the blame on the recession and bad decisions by Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's what they're saying. So you look at the previous budget deficits and, you know, they were saying what? Something like $6.3 billion in a, they're going to be in a hole, and now suddenly it's jumped up to 21. Big difference there. So the shortfall is going to expand. They're going to have to make more cuts. That's what they're going to have to do. So if California's economy is on the mend, right, because so I was talking to somebody the other day, and they're saying, oh, no, California, they're, you know, that's why you see them running all the commercials about come to California. Of course, spend your tourism dollars because we're broke. But I don't see California bouncing back for at least 2 years based on what they're saying. And how are they going to do that? They're going to, of course, tax revenue. And they're going to have to come up with new tax revenue, right? And if you've got this thriving economy, then, I mean, they'll have to beef up tourism. They'll have to look for other ways because the options for them right now are limited to spending cuts, the higher taxes, which they don't want, or borrowing. And it's raising a bunch of eyebrows because already when you think of the taxes in that state, oh, I tell you, California is a, if you go up and down the state, it is an incredible state beauty-wise because some of the beaches. And, of course, I like the north better. You go up to the north and Big Sur and all that stuff. I mean, you see a tremendous part of the country just on the landscape alone. But living there, I lived there. And let me tell you, unless you're working in the movie business and your uncle is Uncle Steven Spielberg, it's tough. I mean, it really is tough to live there. And it's gotten worse. I just don't know how with these IOUs, I don't know how people are surviving on this. And, you know, they're saying now nine other states could find themselves in the same kind of economic peril, because it is, that's a good description, that California is in, that whirlwind that you can't get out of. Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, Oregon, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin. And that means higher taxes. You might even have more government layoffs. And certainly what you would see would be cuts in services. So, like, you know, when you have to get your license renewed, bring a long book with you. In fact, bring the health care reform from the Senate. Bring that bill with you if you have to get in line in the next day or two in some of these places. Because, seriously, you might be waiting forever for whatever it is that you have to have done. If you thought lines were bad before, get ready. You've never seen anything like this. And it is going to get worse. If you have $21 billion, you know, how do you make up for that? How you got to furlough people, and you got to furlough them again. You got to make up that money somehow. But I think the worst is yet to come for that state and some of the others as well. And see, then you think, okay, well, and we're talking about this health care reform. And, of course, we need reform in health care and insurance. You know, cut the crap of the state lines. Erase those. Create competition. You could do that immediately. Worry about the malpractice insurance, which is skyrocketing and sending doctors running for the hills. There's things you could do immediately. Because if the health care reform were, which it won't kick in right away, but when you see what's happening in these states, what are you going to ask people to also, now they're going to pay higher premiums. Thus my point about it's like everybody has their hand out, and it's tough to make ends meet. I mean, I know a lot of people, and probably a lot of you do as well, that are working in too many jobs. You know, they're working two and three jobs, sometimes where they only have off. If it's not one day a week, it might be even every other week. So they might literally have like 2 days off in a month or something. And that's, boy, that's just crazy. How do you have a life? How do you have any time with your family? But how do you keep it together, even if you love the sidebar thing you were doing? Ooh, that's got to be rough on you. It's got to take a toll on you, I would think, physically. So it goes back to the whole wellness thing, and it goes back to healthcare once again. We haven't talked about crime a lot lately. A few things, a couple of the heinous things that have happened, because anymore it's like we don't want everything to be a complete downer on the show, or otherwise all of us are going to be heading for the hills. But this was just an awful story that I felt like I needed to read, because it just blew me away when I read this story. And you had the you might have heard this, you might not, about Jefferson City, Missouri, and people listen to us in that area. So 15-year-old Alyssa Bustamante dug two holes in the ground. And we say, what'd she dig those holes for? To be used as a grave. So for the whole week after she dug the holes, she went to classes, but she was plotting the right time for a murder. Then, October 21st, she strangled a 9-year-old neighbor, cut the girl's throat, and stabbed her. And why did she do it? Because that's always the question in any of these things that we talk about. Why? What makes somebody do that? You know what they say it was, or she said it was? She wanted to know what it felt like. So this girl disappears, obviously. She finally confesses to investigators. She leads them to the fourth graders' body in this wooded area right there in their neighborhood in St. Martin's. It's a small town just west of Jefferson City. And, of course, she's in the juvie system. And this question comes back. Should she be tried as an adult? Well, she was indicted on adult charges of first-degree murder and armed criminal action for allegedly using a knife to kill the girl. A judge later, by the way, entered a not guilty plea on Bustamante's behalf and referred her to the public defender's office. What does she get for this? A chance of life in prison. What does the family of the girl who was killed get? Nothing but shock and horror. And they've got to bury her, dig her up from the grave that she was put in. Stay with us. The Dungeon is next.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low-cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grapeseed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different, because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
All right, you can give us a call if you want to sound off on any of the things that we talked about. Promise we'll jam right to you, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. That's the number to call to be a part of America tonight. You know, this is your worst nightmare, isn't it? When you're just going about your everyday life and you're hoping that there's pretty decent people around you, strangers that you're passing. And you're in a big city like Minneapolis. So you're on foot, or perhaps you're on bicycle, and suddenly it's like you're a victim of Teens Gone Wild, or Punks Gone Wild might be more like it, and you're victimized. And worse, it is put on YouTube for everybody to see, bragging about what their exploits were. And that's exactly what happened in Minnesota. And the good news is, technology, with them posting it, actually led to a couple of arrests, and there's more that are being rounded up for what they've done to some folks, and like I said, purely victimizing them. So for all of those idiots, those fools who thought it was fun and cool to really terrorize people and then post it on YouTube, you are all going in the America Tonight dungeon. So without further ado, Donovan Mattson, usher them in.
This chamber has no windows and no doors. Jones.
I love that sound. Hey, Donovan, actually, you were the one who brought this to my attention. Of course, now nationally, they're starting, other people are starting to pick up on it, I think. And explain a little bit more what happened in Minneapolis.
Well, it's basically these six guys who decided to make a video of themselves knocking people over and just generally being rather stupidly cruel. But they made the mistake of using their actual faces and names on the video. And it was only up on YouTube for a short time, but a friend of mine managed to get a video capture of it. And he may not have been the only one. And actually managed to use some video enhancement software to bring out the images clearer and email it to the Minneapolis Police Department.
So it was actually one of your friends that tried to help out.
Right.
Oh, so let's have some applause for that. Good guy taking the time to do that. That's a good thing. Yeah, so as I understand it, because of your buddy and others, they are now starting to round up more. Two so far have been arrested and charged, but there's a great chance they're going to be able to catch some of the others. And I guess, you know what, these videotaped attacks in Minnesota, the nutballs didn't realize what they were doing. So the St. Paul police say that they've got one 19-year-old man and one 17-year-old boy that they took into custody. And I guess actually they haven't been charged yet because they're looking for additional suspects and whatnot. And it was a 6-minute video that showed these young males taking turns, pushing people, like Donovan said, off bikes, pushing down a jogger, pushing young kids. In one case, they snatched a hat off someone's head. In another, the victim fought back and punched the attacker. I love it. And most of the assaults, the attacker looks at the camera and says, "Watch this." And they were just random. And I guess it was just, they're motivated by just messing with people, hurting them, scaring them, you know, whatever. And it was briefly up on YouTube and then removed because they probably realized too late what they had done. And that's a shame because that's ridiculous. You know, I think actually, I don't know, somebody, Donovan, you and I have talked about this before, and of course, you do have some defense mechanisms at your fingertips, and I guess I do a little bit too. I know some defense tactics. Would you, if somebody kind of came up and did that to you, would you be like the one person, and would you fight them back?
I'd like to think I would, unless they caught me completely by surprise.
Right, but see, I think the thing is, that's the deal. Catching you off guard is the thing. If you're, especially you're on a bike and something happens, you know, you're just pedaling along and they push you off the bike, I mean, that would be scary. And if you in your peripheral vision or whatever, you're not seeing that, you don't know what's happening. You don't know if you don't even know if somebody has a knife or they have some kind of weapon. Right at that second, it's that fear moment when your adrenaline kicks in and you sort of make that decision. But how awful. How silly. Don't know, hopefully none of you are experiencing things like this, but you know, it wasn't like a robbery thing. It was just a stupid thing of trying to rough people up, just thugs for no reason in doing that. And I'm glad the cops caught them. So we'll send them the keys. We'll see if they want to come on the show. Who knows? They may accept it, and then we can hear their side of the story, which I don't see how they have anything. You know, I don't even know if I want them on. They don't have a leg to stand on with this one. I just cannot imagine. All right, in the pursuit of odds and ends, because there's so many other things happening, including things that aren't necessarily as sad as some of the things that I just mentioned. How about this story? They've got these DNA tests that are proving that several dozens at a wildlife center are pure Siamese. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about crocodiles that were thought to be extinct. They're actually finding them in Cambodia. They're searching for a very endangered croc, the one that I just mentioned. And they've got 69 crocodiles housed in the moats of this wildlife rescue center. And it showed that about 50% were Siamese crocodiles. And like I said, I think that maybe Discovery Channel somewhere I saw that, and then I happened to see an AP story on it. So I love it when you hear these stories. So now they've got this joint effort going on. Not that I'm a big croc fan, but in trying to see if now something's a little bit different with this DNA, because they thought 99% of the areas that it had roamed, it was pretty much critically endangered. And that's bad. That means you're on the list. The International Union for Conservation of Nature, most of it was wiped out by habitat loss, and they say poaching, too. I mean, they even thought at one point for the entire species, thinking about that, they thought they had less than 250, and almost all in Cambodia, the rest in Indonesia and Vietnam. But you've got these, what the deal is, you have these hydropower dams that were built in a couple of the areas where they inhabit, and that was probably part of the problem because they used to breed and all that sort of stuff there. So that chased them out. And who would think? You know, you think of an endangered species, and you'd be surprised at some of the animals and mammals, etc., that are on the list for different reasons because of technology, a lot of it. So something's changed in their area. It's like in Florida, where you see the wetlands are shrinking in some of the areas, swamplands, and the development sending some of those alligators into the backyards of so many people, where you'll hear all of a sudden about an alligator that they had to capture because they were roaming around and they were on somebody's doorstep. Can you imagine? And a couple of years ago, they had a terrible problem with that. And part of that was because of the loss of their habitat, something that wasn't taken into consideration when some of the developments were, you know, some of the new developments were being put up. And it was a complete change, certainly, of environment. All right, we're going to end on this one for you. And it's because it's a follow-up story to something that we talked about earlier in the week. And I don't know, you might be a little bit surprised by this. France admits cheating in the World Cup clincher. Admitting cheating? Why would they do that? It was one of the players who says he touched the ball before assisting on a goal against Ireland. Ooh, that changes things, doesn't it? France qualified for its fourth consecutive World Cup when the officials missed an obvious handball by Thierry Henry that led to an overtime goal and a 1-1 tie against Ireland on Wednesday night. So now, what do you do? Well, at least they admitted, I guess. And there's problems with the press, the fans, and other people. And they said it might have been better to do it another way. Yeah, you think, other than cheating and get caught cheating? Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.